And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Sir Peter of Sydney, greetings.
Greetings. I want to talk slowly because normally I talk too fast and laugh at my own jokes, which is annoying, but...
You don't have to talk too slowly, though.
Well, no, just I want to say what I want to say deliberately. Some time ago while you were in Japan, I sent you a very long message.
You did.
And I said at the end of it that I was looking forward to ringing you again, phoning in one morning, and I don't look forward to that anymore because... the morning has arrived.
Oh, Peter, that's very nice, and thank you for your message. It was actually a very lovely message.
Oh, so, that's I don't know. You know, I don't want to talk about everything, but you know, yes, it's all on the, I mean, live on air and everything like that. And I've had a very interesting day today. I've welcomed my first grand nephew.
Wow!
My wife's brother's daughter's child is 6 weeks old and is named Fergus. I'm sure Fergus is not listening, and even if he was, he doesn't understand the language much.
But induct him early into the nightlife family, Peter.
Yeah? <I'll> try. He kind of sleeps for most of the day at the moment. Yeah. I'll try.
Well, congratulations. Very glad
to
hear
it. Good day.
All right, do you want to have a go at the question?
Well, I think that didn't a certain Swedish four-member group have an album called Voyage?
Well, you'll need to know the name of this certain Swedish group if you want to pitch that as your answer.
It's ABBA, Björn, Benny and Annifrid. It's ABBA.
It is ABBA. Very well done. Very well done, Peter. That is question one taken care of. Question two in the pop quiz on this Saturday night. I'm going to play a TV theme. It is from the 1970s. I want you to have a listen and tell me what the TV show was. Geez, that's grating, I reckon. Do you know what it is, Peter?
Is it? Look, I think I'm wrong. It wasn't Open All Hours, was it, with Ronnie Barker?
It was not, Peter.
That's all right.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for your correspondence. We will talk again.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. See you later. Now, many of you were in very fast with ABBA, and if I see that kind of form, for example, from you, Adrian Bernadette, Justin, next week, well, you'll be off to a flying start for the annual text challenge. Well done also to Bob and Ross and Maria and Paul and Holly and Ray in the Bay. Thank you. And to the others. Has anyone got this one yet? Yeah, Andrew and Stevie Downs and Ross and Joanne and Bob and Bernadette and Holly and Adrian. Nicely done. Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens.
Hello, Suzanne. Hello, Nightlife family.
Hey, Lorenzo. Good to have you on board. Do you know the name of the show that theme was from?
Well, Suzanne, can I just give a really quick Adelaide wrap-up? With tonight we had Jet and Lenny Kravitz at the Supercars. Tomorrow, we've got Amel and the Snippers and Akadaka. Adelaide's Bogan community have come out. They haven't been this happy since Kmart reduced flannelette shirts to $9.95. So it's all happening.
Are you part of the Bogan community, Lorenzo? Were you out and about?
Proud card carrier, yes.
Excellent.
Yes, definitely. The Windy Blues in the top pocket and... you know, the ugly flannel shirts. But, I don't know the answer to this one. Sorry, Suzanne.
Well, that's all right. That was a very entertaining description of the current state of play in the Adelaide entertainment scene.
thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah. So are you going to Akadaka?
Well, my son, Gabriel, and I, we plan to go see Akadaka. And I'm on the Sniffers. Why not?
Yeah, go on. All right, got to do it. All right, thanks, Lorenzo.
All right, thanks.
All right, you make sure you enjoy. 1-300-800-222. So we had such a nice night last night. With how many first-time callers did we end up? So many. And then we ended up with people who were celebrating all sorts of wedding anniversaries. And little did we know that those of you who technically had yours yesterday, Saturday, would be sharing your wedding anniversary with the Prime Minister who went and got married today. So that's very nice. Louise from Box Hill, you are up next. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, do you know what the theme is? Would you like to hear it again or have you?
No, I'm thinking it might be the good life with that little bird that goes around in a circle.
It is not the good life.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
Bye.
Annette has it. Carrie has it. Brenda and Minto has it. Yes, Shane and Ken and Spud, you've all got the answers too. What about you, Karen? Have you got this
can
one?
I
you can hear it again. What do you think?
Absolutely no idea. I have to guess and say play school.
You know that's not play school.
Oh, it must be a different play school overseas.
No. All right. Thanks, thanks, Karen. Let's, oh, hey, it is Ruby, one of our international callers from Wellington, New Zealand. Hi, Ruby.
Oh, hey, Suzanne. How are you going?
I'm doing well. How's life in? So it would be much later there. You're up to 2 a.m. already, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm a night owl, though, okay. So this is early for me.
Oh, okay. What time do you normally go to sleep?
Ooh, four-ish.
Oh, four-ish New Zealand
sometime
time?
Later. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, but, that's perfectly timed with the end of nightlife.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, Ruby, did you recognise the TV theme?
I did. I think, at least. Is it Some Mothers Do Have Them?
It is Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Yay.
Well done, Ruby. Question three. What film sequel starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is in cinemas right now?
Oh, it's Wicked, but I don't know the name. I just looked at the name yesterday and I've already forgotten it. I'll guess For Good.
It is
For Good.
It is For Good.
Really?
There you go. Yay. It did sink in somewhere. Obviously.
Yeah.
Just back on the Some Mothers Do Have Them theme, Holly just said that would have to be the cheapest theme song ever recorded. It sounds it, didn't it? Ruby, we are up to question four. I want you to listen to the start of this song. It went to number one in Australia in 1979, and then tell me the name of the song and the artist.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Sound familiar?
It does. I'm trying to remember how the next bit goes. I think.
Yep, that's about it.
I think it's Michael Jackson, maybe. It's not coming.
Oh. All right, Ruby, you're halfway there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I won't keep you on.
Okay. Now, someone wants to know, Ruby, if you have a brother and sister who used to live in Perth.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that solves that then.
Not that, Ruby. Yeah.
That's
and I just want to say, Suzanne, welcome back. I know you've been back a week, but welcome back and really happy to hear about the good news about your brother.
So, oh, thanks, Ruby. Yeah. That's very good. All right. Very nice to speak to you. We will let you get back to your night owl ways. 1-300-800-222 if you want to play. Yet Sarah, Ray in the Bay, Holly in Richmond, Paul in North Fitzroy, Maria, there you are, Adrian, Ross. Well done to all of you. Ray in Yeranga. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Suzanne.
All right, you're onto this one? I'm well. Do you want to hear it again?
Nah, Thriller.
Oh, it's not Thriller, no.
No.
No. All right. You need something else. Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Trevor in Croydon Park.
Ah, Suzanne.
Ah, Trevor.
Can I ask, was Ruby right in MJ?
Yes. Yes, she was.
I do have the excuse that in 79 I was not in this country.
I think that Michael Jackson was a kind of global thing, Trevor, so I think that's a poor excuse.
But you say he was number one in Australia, so people would mention that, would remember that.
Well, let me play the start of it for you again. Let's see if that jogs your memory at all.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
before I bomb out, a little fun fact about the Some Mothers Do Have 'Em theme.
Yeah.
It's the title in Morse code.
You're kidding, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to have a listen to that again. I'm playing it again. Ah! I did not know that. Yeah, Adrian's saying this song was platinum or gold in every country on earth, Trevor. So I think you just don't know your MJ as well as maybe you should.
I don't. So I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but I'll say Billie Jean.
It is not Billie Jean.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor. 1-300-800-222 if you want to be part of the pop quiz tonight. Michael in Chester Hill. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it just went very silent for a second there.
That's what it does, is I click onto your line.
No worries.
So if I don't time it properly, which often I don't, then you're all saying, "What is that me?" But it is you.
Exactly. Anyway, I'll just make a quick shout out and wish everybody the very best of the season, all the listeners and you yourself and all the ABC as well. And, so we're on to the Michael Jackson song, right?
We are. Do you want to hear it again?
Well, I will eventually, but I know what it is.
Go on. What is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
It is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Get enough.
I've got a little bit more here so we can all put it in context. I want to keep playing it, Michael, and have a boogie, but we need to do the pop quiz, so I can't quite do that. Well done.
No, that's all right. My voice won't quite reach up that high anymore. I used to be able to get that note.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These days I have to sing an octave lower.
Mm. Question 5. What's the name of the radio drama series that was based on the On Our Selection stories of Steel Rudd that was hugely popular in Australia after it first aired in
1937? Oh, wow. This is probably something that sort of tingles in the back of my memory, but On Our Selection. I wonder, could it possibly be Blue Hills?
It is not Blue Hills, I'm afraid. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Right. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Michael. Bernadette, you have it. Bernadette, you might be the only one who has it so far. Well done. Oh, no, there you are, Adrian. You've come in with it too. Oh, we have a first-time caller, Peter, from Victoria Park, Western Australia. Hello, Peter. Welcome.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you going?
Very well indeed. I don't suppose you're celebrating a wedding anniversary?
No.
Nice.
Oh. I, I celebrated a divorce about 30 years ago.
Okay.
But we're very good friends. We still have Christmas dinner together and run amok, my ex-wife and myself. So, yeah. Cool.
That is good to hear. You don't hear that many cool stories, so that's excellent.
Oh, I had to belt her into shape. It took a few years, but she submitted. Oh. No.
Peter!
She's a lovely lady. She really is. We just grew apart. It's as simple as that. Anyway, that's enough of my...
Yes. The question is, what's the name of the radio drama series that was based on the On Our Selection stories of Steele Rudd that was hugely popular in Australia after it was first aired in 1937?
I was going to say Don't Stop Till You Get Enough with Michael Jackson, but I think we've moved on. Is it Blue Poles by any chance?
It is not Blue Poles, no.
Had to try. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye. See you later, Peter. Nice to meet you. Vanessa in Cadens, greetings.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hey.
Do you want to turn your radio off there in the background?
I did.
Oh, you did? Excellent. The question is, what's the name of the radio drama series that was based on the On Our Selection stories of Steele Rudd that was hugely popular in Australia after it was first aired in 1937?
Oh, no idea. I'm going to dab in the dark. Auntie Jack.
It's not Auntie Jack, no. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you.
All right. There's plenty of you who know this on the SMS. You should give me a shout, 1-300-800-222, including May and Sue and Des and Jan and Julie and Grant and Alana. Hop on the phones if you know, 1-300-800-222. Apologies, my voice seems to have quite the frog in it that won't go away. So you might have to, extend me some tolerance if you wouldn't mind. Michael in Warrnambool. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, hi. Before I disappear, Lloyd Cole was one of the best shows I've ever heard. Was it Dad and Dave?
Yes, it is Dad and Dave.
Yep. No.
The official name, Dad and Dave from Snake Gully. But yeah, Dad and Dave is the answer. Are you a Lloyd Cole fan, are you?
No, I was born 3 years before him in 58, but 72 was my coming of age for music, so he's spot on. Yeah.
All right, glad to hear that it also took you back to those times too. All right, we are up to question six. I want you to...
Name the soundtrack.
This is a 1996 film. I want you to listen to this montage and tell me the name of the film that these tracks featured on. Do you think you can identify the film, Michael?
Yeah, well, it's a theme from The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, but that was a lot earlier than 96. And that
oh, my goodness. You know, I read that wrongly.
67.
It's 1966 and I said 96. Yeah. It's 66.
Mm.
All right. That was entirely my fault. And you knew exactly what you were doing, Michael. It is The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. The Ecstasy of Gold, The Trio, and what's the other track that's on there? Oh, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and the score was composed by Ennio Morricone.
Yep.
Question seven in the pop quiz tonight. Before becoming a full-time artist, in which field did Ken Doan work for more than a decade?
Painting houses.
No.
No, I knew that. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Michael. All right, nice to talk to you. Justin in Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Now, have you got any idea what Ken Doan did for work before he became a full-time artist?
Oh, I'm going to say, was he a poet?
No, he was not a poet. Thank you for the guess, Justin. You have ruled that out for us. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Adrian from Bella Vista, spot on. In very quickly too, 1-300-800-222. Yep, Trish and Grant, you've got it too. Hello, Lynn. You're another first-time caller. Welcome.
Thank you.
If you've got any idea what Ken Doan did before he became a full-time artist, in which field he worked?
Was he a graphic designer?
No, he wasn't a graphic. Well, Lockie, Lockie's going to allow it. Advertising's the answer that we have, but we're paying that, Lynn. And as it is your first ever question correct, you're getting some applause. What's prompted you to call for the first time tonight, Lynn?
Well, I knew the on our selection. I think it was Dad and Dave. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
I thought it was so obvious. It must be my age.
Well, anyway, well done, Lynn. You've got that one right. Now, next question does require a bit of singing. I want you to take a listen to a song, this song, then sing me the next two or three lines. Let's see how you go.
Oh, can't think of it. Sorry. It's there somewhere in the recesses, but it's just not coming forward.
Quite all right. Maybe getting you to sing on your first time is a bit too much. But thank you for joining us. Very nice to meet you, Lynn. Bye-bye. Yep, Andrew from Seaview Downs already has the next line in on the SMS. Here's Mark in Port Pirie. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Now, should I play that again for you?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, be ready to sing.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it.
No, Mark's not going to stick around to have a go at that one. What about Jane in Adamston Heights? Hey, Jane.
Oh, that's me.
That is you.
Oh, that's me.
Yes. Yes,
sorry. I've just been singing it. Is it Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Well, you have to sing it.
Fire Away.
You have to sing it. Do you want me to give you the lead in?
I'd just like to apologise to start with.
Okay.
Okay. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
There's no need to apologise. None at all.
Terrible.
I favour enthusiasm over talent any day, anyway, Jane. But there was no lack of talent. That was perfectly acceptable. Well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You're very kind.
Oh, I hope so.
We're in the car.
Oh, are you? What have you been up to?
Oh, we've come back from a charity function up at the Spinning Wheel Hotel in Raymond Terrace for writing for the disabled.
Oh, right. And
it was kindly sort of held with Rotary, mm-hmm. which is, they were wonderful. I'll just put a little plug in for them. Thank you.
Yeah. And so what did the event consist of?
It was a superheroes theme. They've done that for years now. I think the last one was 2017. And my daughter, we dressed her up as Harley Quinn.
Right,
a superhero.
What about you? Did you dress up?
No, we're just superheroes being parents.
Okay. Is she in the car with you dressed in her outfit?
Well, she didn't dress up this year.
Oh, okay.
We're a bit slack. I made curried prawns and rice for my uncle and auntie before we left.
Okay.
So there just wasn't any time.
Yes, I understand. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Well, I'm glad you have a good night, Jane. Now, I want you to name this musical based on this plot line. Simba, a prince destined to rule, flees after believing he caused his father's death. As an adult, he returns to confront his past and reclaim his place as king from his corrupt Uncle Scar.
So it's the second Lion King one.
I'm just going to pay the Lion King, which is what I have as the answer. But yeah,
yes,
that works.
I was brought up on Simba, actually the you know, the show that Simba the White Lion. Do you remember that?
I don't think I do.
Well, it was Simba the White Lion. Who's the king? Who's the king of deep and darkest Africa? And that was Simba. And this is, so when the Lion King came out, it was like, oh my God, that's Simba. So they went to sue them and they went, no. It didn't sound anything like it. And it was exactly like it.
Well, Jane, you were always going to get that question correct. Now, question 10, I want you to name the film that this scene comes from. It is a 1981 film.
Now on the spot. One, two, one, two, one, two. What are your legs?
Springs. Steel springs.
What are they going to do?
Hurl me down the track.
How fast can you run?
As fast as a leopard.
How fast are you going to run?
As fast as a leopard.
Then let's see you do it.
What film is that, Jane?
What are we going to do? Hurl me down the track. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know how I'm hearing it in delay from you there, Jane.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in the car. Mm. Hang on. I'll turn it down.
Yeah. Yeah, just turn it off if you can.
I am. Yeah. Sorry. Dave, my husband, we've just pulled up out the front.
Okay. Do you want me to play it for you again?
Yeah.
Okay. Just listen down the phone.
Do you mind if I put it on speaker? My husband's here. Is it all right if I have a? Is it?
You're not allowed a helper, no, Jane.
Oh, no helper.
No. So you listen through your phone, and you have to do it all on your own. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I will play it for you again.
Now on the spot. One, two, one, two, one, two. What are your legs?
Springs. Steel springs.
What are they going to do?
Hurl me down the track.
How fast can you run?
As fast as a leopard.
How fast are you going to run?
As fast as a leopard.
Then let's see you do it.
Okay, what film is
now,
that, Jane?
It's a more blokey one. Well, I know it's not Chariots of Fire, but I'm just trying to think. David, do you want to have a help? Sorry, I'm not a cheater. How fast are you going to run? Gone a blank. All I can think is Chariots of Fire.
No, it is not Chariots of Fire, Jane. Now, quite a few people are saying it was Kimba the White Lion, not Simba.
Oh, Kimba. Yeah. Kimba. They changed the name to Simba. So when you ring it, when you sing it, it's Kimba the White Lion. I think it's who's the king of deepest, darkest Africa? Kimba. And then, there's... You have to watch it to realise how much it's the same as the Lion King.
Right. Thank you, Jane. It's very nice to speak to you. Glad that you've had a nice night too. See, have I even watched The Lion King? Maybe I've read, there's a little book of it. I think I've read that. But no, Kimba, this is a whole different, I don't think I've ever encountered Kimba. Let us head to Port Kennedy in Western Australia and say hi to Mark.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mark. Ooh, do you know the name of that film that we're looking for?
That's Gallipoli.
Yes, it is Gallipoli. Nicely done. Now, there was some news today. This is question 11 that you might have heard, Mark, with the death of Skyhook's guitarist Bob Starkey. My question for you is, what was his nickname in the band?
I read that in the news. Was it Boob or something like that?
No, it's not Boob. Sorry. Not Boob. Thanks, Mark. All right, nice to chat to you. Here is Catherine in Keysbrook. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
I rang for the Gallipoli answer, so I have no idea of the answer of this question.
None at all. Okay. Well,
sorry.
Shall we let you go then?
Well, ask me again and I might try and come up with a guess.
Okay. So we heard today that Skyhook's guitarist Bob Starkey has died. I want to know what his nickname in the band was.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I'll let it go.
All right. Thanks, Catherine. Nice to chat to you. Ray in the Bay and Darren and Joanne and James. Jim, you've got your letter off there. Harry in the Bay and Paul and Maria and Ray and Frank and Bernadette and Holly. Yeah, many people have this one correct. Jordan in Geelong.
Suzanne from Sydney.
Hi.
Or in Sydney, sorry.
In Sydney, not from.
Boob would be a good nickname. There's actually a surf spot in Jandruk called Boobs.
Is there?
Yeah, it's just next to Steps.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. Steps is called Steps for obvious reasons. It's a nightmare to get down, but there's not like a heap of boobs. You've got to climb down to get to boobs, which is unfortunate. But it fascinated us no end when we were kids.
I'm sure it did.
I'll tell you what. I've got some connections down in Jandruk. I'm going to try and find out where the name Boobs comes from.
Please be our investigative reporter, yeah. Jordan, and sort this out for us, okay?
Yeah, good surf spot.
Excellent. Okay, now what was the nickname of Skyhook's guitarist Bob Starkey?
I think it was Bongo.
Bongo is correct.
Yeah, it's a good nickname.
Okay, and so Maria says Bongo because his surname was Starkey. Same surname as Ringo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all making some sense. Question 12. Is classical music your thing, Jordan?
No, not exactly, but...
Well, let's see how you go because yeah. It is time for...
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Tony, of course, being one of our fabulous listeners who contributes these questions, which is fabulous. Yes, wonderful of him. Okay, we are going to play you a snippet of music from an opera which was premiered in Rome's Teatro Argentina in 1816. I just want you to tell me the name of the opera that this piece of music is the overture to. Sound familiar?
I'm not sure if it sounds like nuts being cracked or swans on a lake. I really don't know. I'm going to go with Swan Lake, I think.
No.
Oh,
no.
God,
you're off in the wrong direction there. Yeah. Okay, Jordan, you go on and do your investigations, okay?
Yeah, till next week, boobs. Yeah.
Honestly, you lot are getting increasingly out of control. Let's head to Manly and talk to Michaela, who is a first-time caller. Hi, Michaela.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm well. Now, did you recognise that music at all?
I recognised it, but I'm not quite sure. Am I able to change topics?
No. No. We've only got one topic and you can't just skip a question. So why don't you have a guess? I think we just ruled out Swan Lake. So we're after the name of an opera.
An opera. No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to bow out, I'm afraid, on my first time.
On your debut. Well, don't let that stop you. Many cricketers made a duck on their first turn and came back and did wonderfully. You can too.
I'll try again another time. Thanks,
Michaela. Now, we have quite a few people who recognise that one. Murray, Jim, Ray in the Bay, Diana, Paul, Holly. Yes, George, that is correct. Let's see if Trev in Surfers Paradise knows it. Hey, Trev.
Oh, hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Trev.
It's so nice talking to you.
And you, Trev. What's the opera?
Look, I seem to remember Bugs Bunny doing it. I don't know if you know Bugs Bunny, but he did classical operas and did things. And this was where he got Elmer Fudd and gave him a shave. It was a Barber of Figaro.
Are you sure about that?
The name of the piece. The name of the opera. God, name of the opera. The song is da 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 da. It's Barber of Figaro. Let me cut your crop. let me shave your mop. You know, oh, God, everybody knows it. No, is it Purandot?
No. Oh, Trev.
Oh, Trev. But Barbara, look, the Barbara Figueroa, everybody knows it. It's like...
I mean, Trev, I feel like this could be a kick yourself kind of occasion, but we'll wait and see how everything unfolds. 1-300-800-222. I tell you, some of your autocorrects are really extremely entertaining. Earlier when we had the good, the bad and the ugly, I think, was that you, Bernadette? You texted in the good, the bad and the ugly. When we had hit me with your best shot, someone came in with hot me with your best shot. And Robert from Wagga Wagga, you've just sent me quite an entertaining one too. 1-300-800-222, if you can have a go at this one, if you know which opera this particular piece of music is the overture to. Vando's on the road.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, thank you for the classic question, Susanna. How are you?
Is that thanks but no thanks?
Yeah. Look, could you give me a rhyming, some sort of rhyming clue?
Hmm.
No.
Could I give you a rhyming clue?
Yeah, something that rhymes with the answer.
Look, I think you should have think about what Trevor was spitting out there and try to make sense of it.
The Barber of Figaro. Look, the only thing that sort of comes to mind or comes into my head is the Cosi Fran Tutti. I don't even know if that's an opera.
That ain't going to pass muster.
No, clearly it's not. Well, I'll bid you adieu.
Adieu to you, adieu, 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 Vando.
Grazie.
Okay. Bye. 1-300-800-222. Oliver from Perth says, in our family, we refer to Michael Bublé as boobs. Well, yes, one can see why you would do that. Jordan from Beau Morris. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, do you know what this opera is that I'm looking for?
Well, I kind of recognised the Bugs Bunny video because my old man used to show me that as a kid, and I remember that was Rabbits of Seville. So based on the previous caller saying Barber of something, is it Barber of Seville or Seville?
Yes, it is the Barber of Seville.
Let's go.
Oh, there Trev was saying Barber of Figaro, the Barber of Figaro. But no, it's the Barber of Seville. Well done. We've cleared that one up. What are we doing next? Question 13. Which 1990s TV show included the characters Kelly, Dylan, Brenda, Steve, Brandon, Donna, and David?
This is where I'm showing my age, and I reckon I get about 50% of these questions. As a 23-year-old, this is out of my ballpark in the 90s, so I'm bombing out.
Okay. I think it has made a comeback at some point later, but it's all right. I forgive you. We'll catch you another time, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye. Jim in Como. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Jim, which 1990s TV show included the characters Kelly, Dylan, Brenda, Steve, Brandon, Donna, and David?
No idea. I'm too old for this.
He was too young. You're too old.
Can I have a quick shout out and say hello to Teresa and Bob who organised lunch for me today?
You can. What did you have?
I had chili mussels. It was very nice.
Yeah, sounds excellent. So you are not unable to offer an answer?
Could you read me the question again? Yes. Teresa, Bob.
Oh, no, not Teresa. No, which 1990s TV show included Kelly, Dylan, Brenda, Steve, Brandon, Donna and David?
It's 1990, so it's not the Brady Bunch. Hannah Montana.
It is not Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Jim. Sam from Harvey. Hey, Sam.
Morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Do you know what this TV show is?
I was ringing up that Barbara of Seville.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, but after this 1990s TV show that included the characters Kelly, Dylan, Brenda, Steve, Brandon, Donna and David.
Was it the Sullivans?
No, it was not the Sullivans. Thanks, right. Thanks, Sam. Brad from the ranch, Rosemary. Vanessa from Cadden's. Who else has it? Yep. Sarah from Colonel Light Gardens, Chris in the Southern Waters, Paul, Diana. Well, as much as you've tried, you are correct. Perry and Andrew and Jim and Ray in the Bay. First time texter, says Phil from Forest Hill. I've just arrived home from a Jimmy Barnes concert, 40th anniversary tour. Brilliant. Glad to hear it, Phil. Pearl in Darwin. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Do you know what this show is, Pearl?
No, I too rang for the Barbara of Seville.
Okay. And you
can
too,
I give a couple of shout-outs?
You can.
Please. To all my Telelink friends, we finished on the Telelink lines until February next year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
So what lines are those?
Telelink.
Telelink. What's that?
It's through Vision Australia, where blind and visually impaired people, they all get connected, and we do crosswords and trivia and spelling and all sorts of things together.
Oh, how wonderful.
It is. And, yeah, we do it all through the year, but we've just broken up for Christmas and New Year. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my Telelink friends. And to Andrew and Jody and Girwin. And where's Woz, Suzanne?
Where is Woz?
Where is Woz?
Is Woz mainly a weeknight caller?
No, he was here, there and everywhere, but I don't think we've heard from him for ages.
Okay, Woz, if you're out there, let us know.
Woz with Bouncer and Ziggy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Pearl, so you can't have it a guess at that question.
Can you ask it again? I don't think so.
Which 1990s TV show included the characters Kelly, Dylan, Brenda, Steve, Brandon, Donna and David?
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like all the people I went to school with. no, I can't, Suzanne. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Pearl. Let's go to Mollymook Beach, where Jason is another first-time caller. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, do you recognise these names?
I do. I'm just driving home from Avalon to Mollymook Beach, and I just had to jump on the call. I think it's 90210.
It is Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the quizzer who was too young, the quizzer who was too old, and you're obviously just in the right age bracket there.
1985. Let's go.
Yep, there you go. All right, Jason, do you want to do some singing for us?
Oh, yeah? What do you want?
Well, when the music stops, you keep singing.
Not talking about religion, no. Not talking about fashion, no. Not talking about money, no. Not talking about fight from the right.
Come on. Do you know it?
I don't know that one. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
that is
before my time.
Right age for Beverly Hills 90210, but a bit young for that one. Okay, thanks very much, Jason. Let's say hello to Derek in Maddington. Hi, Derek.
Oh, no.
Do you know the song?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, that's the first step.
I'm talking about religion, no. Not talking about fashion, no. Not talking about money, no. Not talking about fight from the right.
It's just a soul kind of feeling.
Got another line?
No, that's it.
All right, it sounds like this.
It's just a soul kind of feeling. A moving with the feet. It's just a soul kind of feeling. A sounding kind of sweet.
Okay, I am passing you through though, Derek. You had a go. So I'm looking at the time and I think we will do one more question and then we will get the hard montage out. Oh, gosh. They all could be a bit tricky. Which one shall we pick? I'll give you a choice. Do you want trailer trash when you listen to a trailer from a film and tell me its name, or do you want the Shakespeare question?
Trailer trash, I think. I don't think either will be any good, but we'll give it a shot.
Okay. Take a listen to this trailer. It's from a 1987 film, and then tell me the name of the film.
He's a criminal's worst nightmare. A cop who enjoys the danger.
No guns, no jiu-jitsu, just bring him down.
Do you really want to jump?
Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait a minute. What the...
He was ready to retire. Now, he's going to wish he had.
Gun!
Raj, meet your new partner.
New partner? Too old for this.
You ever met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
What is the film, Derek?
It sounds like a good movie, but I wouldn't have a clue.
Ah, well, I shall let you go then, Derek. Thanks for the song. Very much appreciated. Let's talk to Fiona in Perth, who's yet another first-time caller. Hi, Fiona.
Hello.
Did you recognise that trailer?
I didn't. I knew the Beverly Hills 90210 and I knew the Dynamic Hypnotics, and I have no idea what that movie is. So I'm going to have to pass. Sorry. I'll try again another time.
Okay. Yeah, do. Thanks so much for calling, Fiona. Let's go to John in Corowa. Hi, John.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Do you want to hear it again or do you think you know what it is?
Oh, can I hear it again?
Yes, you can. I will just say that so far, Paul, Andrew, Ross, Jim, Rachel and Mike and Ray in the Bay, you have all figured it out.
He's a criminal's worst nightmare, a cop who enjoys the danger.
No guns, no jiu-jitsu, just bring him down.
Do you really want to jump?
Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait a minute. What the...
He was ready to retire. Now, he's going to wish he had.
Gun!
Raj, meet your new partner.
New partner? Oh, too old for this.
You ever met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
What do you think, John?
All I can think of is RoboCop.
It is not RoboCop. Thanks for playing.
Yes.
Okay, bye. 1-300, yes, Robert from Denver has it. So does Joanne from Mildura. Jared from Burley Heads. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm well. Do you know what that film is?
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon is the correct answer. Very well done. I am now going to move us along to the hard montage. So this is the finale of the pop quiz. Are you familiar with the hard montage, Jared?
No, got no idea.
Okay, what I'm going to do is play you a montage. It has four snippets of songs in it, taking each song as a clue. When you finish listening to the montage, I want you to tell me four things that are big. Here we go.
Hey, my lover, my lady river.
Left a good job
down in the city,
working for the man every night and day.
Now I'm fully grown and I know where it's at.
Can you, from that, tell me four things that are big, Jared?
Four things that are big?
That are big, yes.
Can it just be anything?
it has to relate to the songs.
Oh.
Did you recognise any of the songs?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I think that's going to stop you. I mean, you can have a wild guess if you like, and we have had people have wild guesses and get the answer.
No, I can't get it.
No. All right. Thanks so much, Jared. If you know the answers, any of them, 1-300-800-222. Look at that. Bob from Coolangup has them all correct already on the SMS. Well done. And entertaining autocorrects. Mike was having a go at Lethal Weapon. I got Leather Weapon. Excellent. Let's see if we can solve this hard montage. Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Julie. Did you hear the montage before?
No, I heard one part of it and I thought that was the entire thing and I jumped on the phone and then I realised I've signed myself up for something I probably don't know, but can you play it?
Of course I can. So what I'm looking for, you listen to the music, I want you to tell me four things that are big. Here we go.
Hey, my lover, my lady river.
I'm fully grown and I know where it's at.
Can you tell me anything that's big there, Julie?
I can tell you two out of the four, I think.
Excellent.
But
what
then
have you
that's
got?
That's just going to help the next person.
Well, okay. If you can't get them all, you might as well be of help.
Might as well throw it in. That's it. So the first one is jet plane.
That's big, right. Jet plane. Big jet plane.
That's Angus and Julia Stone. The second one was on the tip of my tongue, couldn't get it. Third, same. And the fourth was the one that I heard originally when I called up.
And what is
it? Big Audio Dynamite.
It is Big Audio Dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. Thank you, Julie. You got us halfway there.
You.
We rarely do this in one go. So the first person is often helping the other people. Yes, let's talk to Glenn in Frankston. Hello, Glenn. Glenn, are you there?
Suzanne, how are you? Welcome back, my double N friend.
Thanks.
This is a momentous occasion.
Do you know them?
I think I may know the hard montage.
Okay, what are the two that we're missing?
Well, that's all I've got to do. That's Evanesia. It's Big Country.
It is Big Country.
In a big country. So yes. One of those bands that sing about themselves.
And?
And the other one is, I'm pretty sure it's Ike and Tina Turner. Talking about the big wheels on the Proud Mary.
Hang on, I went to find the applause and then I clicked too far. Here is the applause. Yeah! Well done, Glenn.
Thank you, this is your
first win, I take it.
It's my first win with you, so it's a momentous occasion.
It is, Glenn. We're very proud. We're very happy that you have won. I'm always happy when someone who's never won it before gets it. Now, you get to choose which of the four songs you would like to hear in full. Which one is it to be?
Oh, In a Big Country.
In a Big Country by Big Country.
Classic, yes.
Yeah.
Got them all.
Yeah, I reckon I would have probably chosen that too. So thanks.
How was your break?
Well, if you remember, I told you I was going to spend time with my brother in Japan, who had brain cancer. So it was
going on.
But I mean, the news when I left was that the latest MRI was actually clear. He's having to learn to walk again, though. He's very confused, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed that doesn't come back.
Yeah. Lots of love. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. You hang on. Talk to Lockie, but he'll grab your details and we'll get you out a magnet, and we will throw in a copy of Gardening Australia magazine too. Yeah. Here are the answers. The first thing that was big was indeed A Big Jet Plane, the song from Angus and Julia Stone. And it was a double Big Country because it was a group called Big Country with a song called A Big Country.
In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice parts the mountainside. Stay alive.
Then we had Ike and Tina Turner with Proud Mary, but what we really wanted were the big wheels.
That big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning.
And then the final song, Big Audio Dynamite, it's called Rush. So it was the big in their name that we were looking for.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.